Zagano says in the early church, deacons preached and helped carry out the church's charitable work. But as priests gained prominence and power, deacons all but disappeared from the scene. Vatican II changed that. Today, there are two types of deacons: unmarried men preparing to become priests, and married, single, or widowed men who are ordained to what's called the permanent diaconate. Zagano says if current rules are changed, women would be able to serve as permanent deacons.
The deacon can assist at baptism, and in modern church actually can perform baptism. The deacon can witness Catholic marriages. One of the jobs of the deacon is to minister at funerals, actually, and burials. Those are the liturgical roles that we see that the deacon has, and the deacon can preach. There are many deacons who, under canon law, can administer parishes.
You've written that there were women deacons in the church from the very beginning, from the earliest days of Christianity.
Well, you know, the only person with the job title deacon in history and in scripture is Phoebe. And she is the deacon of the Church of Cenchreae. She is the person whom we understand carried Paul's letter to the Romans. So starting with that, and you may remember that in September of 2015, Pope Francis, in discussing matters with the bishops assembled at Philadelphia, he said, you know, the apostles recognized they couldn't do it all. So they basically invented, and that's Francis's word, they invented the diaconate. Now, that's a very important thing, because if the diaconate is a creation of the church can change it. The argument is that the priesthood is off limits, if you will, because Jesus is known to have chosen male apostles. And if the church believes that women cannot be ordained as priests, then there's really no barrier to restoring women to their traditional role, because the diaconate, from the very beginning, we don't have more evidence in Scripture, but from the very beginning, the earliest documents, there were male and female deacons.
Why were women then not allowed to become deacons for so many centuries?
That's kind of not true. There are women deacons in the Armenian church today. The job of deacon waned and died out between the 12th and 13th century. So there were no more deacons in the West, if you're only interested in the West. The East perdured, however, Orthodoxy perdured with the ordination of women as deacons. So there was no more need for deacons. If there's no more need for deacons except ceremonially, then there's no more need for women deacons. The latest one either is St. Radegund or would be Eloise, the famous story of Abelard and Eloise, well into the Middle Ages, where we are absolutely certain that they were ordained as deacons.
How would you describe the significance of what Pope Francis announced?
What he's doing is bringing a discussion that has been going on for quite some time out into the open, over 50 years. I am told that the Vatican, in terms of the Curia, knows that women can be ordained as deacons. It does not want to say yes, but it simply cannot say no.
What does this mean for women? How do you think Catholic women will react to this?
Well, it's not just for Catholic women. I think Catholic women will be very happy to find that they will have a liturgical role. They'll have a role to carry the gospel to the altar and proclaim it and preach about it. They'll be happy to know that they will be part of the official church in terms of the hierarchy. The deacon is a lower rank of the hierarchy. But if you think of it, what would it mean if a woman is vested in a dalmatic, which is the traditional garb of the deacon, in St. Peter's Square proclaiming the gospel as an ordained deacon? What does that say to the women of the world and the men of the world about what the Catholic Church believes and teaches about the fact that all are made in the image and likeness of God? The fact of the matter is, until the Church really states that, there is always the argument that women are somehow second-class citizens, second-class individuals, second-class persons. There was either even a crazy discussion in the 17th century on whether or not women were the same species as men. So I think what it would say is that women are worthy of ordination. If they are worthy of ordination, then they too image Christ, the risen Lord, and deserve the kind of respect that the Church says they deserve, but now the Church would be speaking and doing something positive to support that discussion.
Can this be viewed as a possible intermediate step toward women's ordination as priests?
No. It has been fairly clearly stated in 1994 that it is to be held definitively that women cannot be ordained as priests. So anyone who argues that a woman would become a deacon, and that means a woman can become a priest, is theologically illiterate and not understanding that diaconate is a full and separate order, which at one time included women, and really, I think in the 21st century, should include women again. Women deserve the ordained ministry of other women. Until that happens, the church is really going to mostly see the backs of women's heads as they continue to walk out.
How many women do you think will come forward if it comes to pass that women can join the permanent diaconate?
There are 30,000 or so women lay ecclesial ministers in the church. I don't think there will be a great onslaught of people banging on their bishop's doors. But there are women, I've spoken to them around the country and actually around the world, who have felt very deeply a personal call to the diaconate that did not include a call to the priesthood. And there will be women who are talking to their bishops. It's an idea whose time has come.
Phyllis Zagano is a theologian and one of the leading experts on women in the diaconate. Thank you so much for talking about this.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you anytime, Judy.
I'm Judy Valente.